So thank you so much for inviting us to be here to spend this time with you. I want to say thanks from my family and from the church there in Cali. You being one of those churches that support us from the beginning. I remember presenting the plan and the dream that we have 5 years ago to return to our country, Colombia, and start a church plant. And you being so faithful to us, I know that you are praying. Sometimes I see through social media that you are uploading our reports, and I know that there are many people that are praying. So thankful for that. And I just want to share with you, I know that you received some reports from us, you saw the video, but I think it's good to tell you what the Lord is doing there. I just want to emphasize that is the work of the Lord. We returned 5 years ago to Colombia. That's our home country. And I don't know if you know, but in Latin America, we don't have too much Bible churches as here. I know that here there are also difficult times with the evangelical church, but at least you have some churches around that you can attend and hear expository preaching. But that's not the case in Latin America. There are many cities with millions of people in Latin America that they don't have even one church that are expositing the Bible. So when we return, we just start with a small group, 15 people that are hearing the Word of God by online videos, YouTube, and the Lord start the work there that time. So that's the ordination day that we had 5 years ago in Grace Community Church. That's my family, Juliana and Santi. They are here with me. And we have a new member that is little Danny. In the next slide, you can see him. So we have a 9 years old and a 9 months old. We've been praying for that for many years. Santi prayed for many years that the Lord allow us to have another. He have a brother in the house, and the Lord allow us that. And it's a blessing. I really want to say thank to the Lord for my family. That's a big encouragement for me. And probably the ones that are in ministry knows that family sometimes pay a lot of effort for the ministry that we are doing, the studies. My wife always encouraged me to keep studying, but I think that's coming to an end. I'm finishing the D-Min next year, Lord willing, and I'm so thankful for the family that the Lord gave me, and they always been a great support. And especially I emphasize family because I think one of the things that the Lord is doing there in Colombia is just first saving the people through the gospel of Jesus Christ. But then when many people got saved, start a process of sanctification. Many people that came for many years that with a disorder in parenting, disorder in the marriage, in finances. So the Lord saved them, but start a process of start cleaning their lives. And that's the discipleship process that we are doing with all those people. So next slide, please. So that's the first service that happened in April 2021. The name of the church is Christian Bible Church of Cali. So we start in a house of one of the founders members of the church. That was the backyard of his house. The first service, we bought a couple of tents. And that's a nice story to tell. Like the night before the first service, there was a huge raining there, and one of the tents was completely destroyed. So we start with 2 tents, and the first one was destroyed the first service. I always tell the owner of the house if he thought that was a sign from the Lord, that that's not the will of the Lord to start the church. But he was faithful. We've been there for, I think, for 2 or 3 Sundays. That was at the time of the COVID and all that. So there are many restrictions in the city. So after 2 Sundays, he asked that we need to move from other place because there are many people gathering in the house, and maybe that brings some problem to him. But was a nice time. There was a group around of 20 people. And most of that group, Before I returned to Colombia, I was training a small group of 15 people there to start the church plant when I was here in the States getting the training at TMS. So we start with that small group. That was the first meeting of the children ministry that you have in the right side of the slide. And next one, please. This one, the second place where we move. We moved from the first that house, and then we moved to a hotel auditorium that was around 60 people, and many people knowing and inviting their families, and the church started growing every Sunday. Next one, please. And the third one, probably you heard about that. We moved to a third place that was a auditorium that is inside a dealing car mall. And so we did a children ministry in the middle of the motorcycles and the taxis and all that. Sometimes we need to get out some kids from the taxis and the cars. We don't want to pay those new taxis. But all that was part of the history of our church. We've been moving around the city. And it's interesting because it's the Lord moving us through many places in the city. And we realize that when we move to the north or to the south of the city, there are people from that area that start attending the church. And then when we move to the next place, the people that are already connected to the church and they move with the church. So we probably don't plan that at the beginning, but the Lord is planning everything to start gathering his people in the city. So that was a special place for us. And then finally, we moved to another place. I think there is another, like, that's the, you see, fellowship in the middle of the motorcycles. And what happened is that the Lord started bringing more and more people. And I think the only reason that people attend is because the Lord wants, but especially because they are hungry for the Word of God. So when they start hearing the Word of God and they start hearing the Bible, they start coming and coming. So that's the actual place that we are now. That's an event center that have different rooms. So what we have is that we just rent that place for every Sunday morning. And what we do is that every Sunday we take out everything from the storage and put everything together for children ministry, for the youth, for every part of the service. And at the end, you know, when everyone wants to go to lunch, we keep working, putting everything together in the storage. So that's the last auditorium that we have. Normally we have nowadays an attendance that go through 600 to 800 people in different Sundays. But especially what I emphasize, the growing of the church is more than the numbers, is what the Lord is doing. I have many testimonies of people that are really believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, but changing their lives. Sometimes I receive, I remember a text that I received from one man saying, like, Pastor, we are coming to the doctor to reverse the surgery that I have for not having kids. Because we want to start a family with kids and raise up kids that love the Lord. And that's one of the cases of many cases of people that are changing their whole life. People that arrive to the church thinking, we are not going to have kids. We are not going to marry. And the Lord changing their minds. I remember that we have families that came with the idea of not having kids, and now they have two or three babies in the church. Probably that sounds as something simple, but it's not. It's changing the whole mentality and the whole the way of worldview of many people and the people around them in their families. So many testimonies. I can think in many families that the Lord is bringing an awakening in their families and their lives. The next one, please. Not only we are experiencing numerical growth, but more importantly, spiritual growth. The Lord is saving souls and sanctifying families. Also, baptism we do in a different place. Like every ministry that we have, we move to another place in the city. So normally we do baptisms in pools that are part of the communities. So that's one of the first baptism service that we have there. Next one, please. I'm going to show you some of the teams that we are developing by the grace of God. So this is the key team that we have there, that we are training them. We are starting also a training center. 2 weeks ago, we received the notice from TMAI that we are officially a TMAI member center. And we are training men for ministry. And in the church, we especially are getting together the team that are getting the training in the ushers team. So they are helping with the order of the service and everything. This group is the group that lead the Bible study groups in the city. They lead the church, and we are working together with them and training them. So these are a really special group that I want to encourage you, so you can pray for those men. We are training them theologically, but not just theologically, but that they know how a biblical church runs. And we are praying that in the future, many of those men could be church planters for many cities in Colombia and even around Latin America. Next one, please. This is the counseling team. We have another TMS grad that is with us there. His name is Michael Dennis, and he is an ACBC certified member. So he's training a group of people in counseling. We have around 40 people that are getting the training in counseling. And the idea is that we have a church that have the idea that not just the pastors counsel, but the whole church should be counseling. Everyone give counsels. The difference is if you are going to give a good counsel or a bad counsel. So we are training everyone in the church so everyone can give good counsel to each one another. So we are getting that training, and that's part of the team of counseling the church. The Welcome Center, people that receive new people, but we are especially training the people in the Welcome Center so they really understand how to teach the gospel to the new people, and they also have a work to call every week the people that visit and start having contact with the new visitors and also preaching the gospel to them. And the others, fellowship table, the AB team, bookstore, and especially the AB team do a good work because many people in Latin America are hearing the teaching. And as I told Bart this morning in the breakfast, is that something special is happening is because in the past, I think probably 7 years, 10 years ago, many people start hearing expository preaching through YouTube and social media in Latin America. But I think that in the past, many people think like that was like an American thing. That's like the gringo thing. That kind of church, so organized, that kind of preaching that is precise and close to the Bible, that's like an American thing. That's not for us. But I think that what's happening now, and I see more and more that coming, is people are saying like, oh, that's not like an American thing. That's a biblical thing. To get the Bible, to get the order that God gives to the church. And what I see is that there are more and more people that are getting encouraged and saying like, so we can do that in our city. So we are receiving visits for the conference that we have every year. We are receiving emails, people asking, could you train us? Could you help us? How do you do membership? How do you do the baptisms? How do you do your ministry? How are you training men? Because there are people are getting encouraged because they are now seeing a biblical church in Latin America that they can attend, that they can see, that they can visit. So we are receiving in our conference people from Peru, people from Ecuador, people from Panama, from Chile, from other countries, and what they want is that to get the training. So we are working close to TMAI and the church to see how we can train other people, and that's not just like a rare case, but that we have biblical churches around Latin America. I think the Lord is doing something special in Latin America. Someone call it like a new reformation. There are key doctrines that never been taught in the past in Latin America, but now are coming, and the Lord is saving people. Even something that impressed me, I talked to a missionary in Italy some years ago, and he said that most of the people that are coming to our church in Italy are Latin Americans. And in Spain, it's happening the same. Most of the people that are coming is Latin Americans to the biblical churches in Spain. So that give me an idea that it's not human work. It's the Lord doing a special work, saving people and doing an awakening in the middle of Latin American countries, even where they are, even if they are not in their home countries. So this part of the team that we have. Next one, please. Children ministry. We have around 100 women serving in children ministry because the children ministry is a big part of what we do. Probably that's the most difficult thing to do every Sunday without our own site, because we need to put everything together and take down everything. But everyone is doing their service with so joy, and I think it's part of the way the Lord is training us in the ministry. Next one, please. In February of 2023, we start classes in Cali for the Expositor Seminar. That's the name of the seminary. And we now are training many men for ministry. We have students in Venezuela, students from Ecuador, and students from Cali and different cities in Colombia. And what we are doing is we are giving biblical and theological classes to those men. But we always want to get the training connected with the church. We don't just want to give theological training, but that the people really know how a biblical church goes. So we are working with many men there. Some of the first graduates of the first programs that we have. Next. This is another special thing to mention, is that we are doing missions to Venezuela. There is a city in Venezuela called San Cristobal, and there is a group of people, around 60 people, that are gathering together. What they do at this point is that they put the sermons that we have in our church, and they put it in a TV, and they heard the sermons there. And what we are doing is that we are training the key leaders in that group, and we are praying for a pastor to go there. I've been in conversation with one of the TMS grads that is now here in California, and in August he is planning to go to Cali and then travel to Venezuela, and we are going to see if he is willing to go and lead that church. But that's a prayer request. What we are doing now is that we are sending STMs from our church to Venezuela and trying to help them and train that key team to start. So that's, at this moment, Venezuela is not just what happened some days ago with the earthquake, but everything in that country is kind of destroyed because of the government for many decades in the past. But when the situation is difficult, I think people are more willing to put their only trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Everyone needs to do that. But when you don't have anything to get any confidence on, you are toward to putting your confidence in Jesus Christ. And I think that's a key group. I try to encourage many people and many men to go and preach there. And when I return here and talk with the TMS students, I say, you need to finish quickly and return. There are pick a city in Latin America and go and preach the word of God. There are people that are waiting for a preacher to go and preach the word of God. So I think when you remember, please pray for that group in San Cristobal, Venezuela, and that the Lord open the door and that he put someone that could pastor that in that church. We've been doing ministry in Peru. That was a conference in Peru. And in Chile, we have some conference training people. Next. So please pray for Christian Bible Church of Cali. This is a small report of what the Lord is doing there. Probably some of you know that Colombia is the country of coffee. We one of the best coffees. Maybe Alex is not gonna say the same. But Colombia have one of the best coffees, and I always tell that to people, is that when you have a cup of coffee, you can remember the group in Colombia and pray for us. Pray that the Lord keep saving people, that the Lord keep helping us. I always pray, ask the same prayer request to any church that I visit, is that you could pray for us, that I can remain faithful till the end. I can remain faithful to my wife. I can remain faithful to the sound doctrine. And as I told the team always, it doesn't matter too much how we start, but how we finish. So we want to finish faithfully till the end, being thankful for all the opportunities that the Lord is giving us to do ministry, but always remembering that it is His work and that we want to remain faithful till the end. So please pray for us when you remember the Colombian guy, when you take a cup of coffee, that you can pray for us. And thank you so much for your help. I know that you are a church that are praying for us. I know that. So thank you so much. Thank you also for the support. It's a blessing. With the growth of the church, now we are now trying to get more leadership from the country. So there are people that we need to support, the new leaders that we need to support from the church. So having the support from us, for us from here, is a blessing to keep training our men and supporting them. So thank you so much. I don't know if maybe you have questions or whatever, or any comment, concerns, no? Yes, both. I think most of the people are people that came from a charismatic background, but like a extreme side of the charismatic. And there are others that come from a Catholic background. Catholicism is the main religion in Colombia. So probably it's going to be like 80% charismatic and 20% that come from a Catholic background. And there are other groups that are growing in Colombia. There is a group that is the Unicitarians, that they deny the Trinity, and they are growing so fast. There is in each corner of the city, they are putting a meeting place, and I start seeing more and more people getting that in that false teaching. So yeah, it's, but main are charismatics. In the church that we have now. Mm-hmm. There's someone there. So we've been praying and thinking about that. We've been having meetings with Mark Tadlock and Brian Tamishan. And there is a property that we are looking and praying for that, if it's Lord wills. There is an elementary school in the city. It's not like in the best place of the city, but it's not also like a dangerous place. But it's like in the middle, a good place. And we are considering that. Sorry?
Like us.
Like you. Yeah. And how is it going? Is it going good? Yeah. So I think that I know that if we have a place, that's going to give us some, that's going to help us to have other meetings that we don't have now. Normally when we have our conference meeting every year, we rent an auditorium in a hotel, but they charge us a lot for the food, for everything. If you smile, they charge you for that. Sometimes we ask the people to don't smile too much there. So we especially the ministry that we have as the local church, but also considering all the ministry for the outside, we are thinking that having our own site help us to have all those ministry. So we are praying for that. We are in that place. We as a church from the beginning, we are having some part of the funds that enter toward that project. even we didn't know what's going to happen, but always from the beginning having like a part that is going there for the building, for the church in a site. So we are praying that the Lord guide us. And I think, Lord willing, close, we are going to start like a fundraiser for that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bert. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we have different meetings, discipleships, as we call, with marriages. We have a meeting on Fridays, not every Friday, but once in a month. We have a discipleship with specific topics addressing issues in marriage. We also have that meeting connected with evangelism. We always told, like, if you want to invite someone, probably that marriage discipleship is a good meeting to invite some people. We also have women ministry. They are studying different books of the Bible in that, but with the application for women. And we develop another group for single women or widows. There is something special to know in about Colombia is that Colombia is the number one country in the world where are women that are the head of the house. What that means that in the statistics, Colombia is the country that have more marriages or more families that the men abandon the family. So that creates for us a situation where we have a lot of women that are raising up kids without men in the house. And that's a big average and many people in the country, but also in the church. So that creates some dynamics that are different. Like sometimes we ask the men, like, if there is a woman that are going to do some business or something, and there are a group of men that can help, to give some counsel, to help. Some women come to the leadership and say, like, we are raising a kid, a man, but they don't have any example as a man. Could you help us? Could you talk with them? So that create that kind of situations. And I know that could happen in any country, but I think that's one of the issues that is different or more like a special issue in Colombia. So we are trying to disciple them the best as we can. At the same time, you know, our church is a church that grew so fast in time and in numbers. But I always tell the leaders, like, do the best as you can. But don't think that you can be, like, every day with someone in the church. You need to do the best as you can. It's the church of the Lord. So I always try to remember that, because when you have so many people coming, you could be hurry off. Like, I need to be with everyone. And everyone wants that I be in everything. But I always remember the team of leaders and the church that, no, the Lord is the one that is taking care. We do the best as we can. I think the preaching is the best thing I can serve the people. We do a lot of counseling, but I always remember the team of leaders, because they also need to take care of their families and they also need to take care of their spiritual lives. So we do the best as we can. And I know if the Lord is bringing his people, he's going to take care of them. And we are doing our best to try to disciple them. But yeah, that's the way we are trying to take care of the people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think most of the people at least identify themselves as Catholics or that they believe in Jesus Christ as a tradition. So we don't have too much people that say that they don't believe in God or New Age, as you mentioned. That does not, I mean, there should be some people that say that, but that's not like the common thing. Normally people identify us as Catholics or Christians, but that's not a reality in their practice. Yep.
One more. Can you tell us about how music fits into your services?
Yep. So at this point, we have a guy that came up with a guitar, and it's so simple. And yeah, I think it's so simple, but it's so... We can hear the voices of the people in the congregation singing to the Lord. And in a sense, I want that the worship team develop and that we have more people there. But we are waiting. There are many people in the attendance that know to play an instrument, to know how to sing. But we want to wait because we want maturity even in that service. And I, at least as what I'm thinking and the philosophy of worship ministry that we have as the leaders there is, they are just guiding the congregation to sing. And we want to keep that the focus. It's not like a concert. It's not like, if they just can lead us, the whole congregation, to sing to the Lord, that's what we want. So at this point, the simple way we have, I think, is helping that no one is thinking that the music is something impressive in our church. But I think the thing that impresses more is that we are singing with all our heart and with all our energy. And I hope that in the future the Lord bringing more faithful people that have mature marriages, that have a good testimony, and that they also know how to sing. But the first thing are their character, and even if they don't are like the professionals players in any instrument, but they have a good testimony, I prefer that they come to the front. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So if you come on Sunday nights, we have a tradition that we want to do with you and Juliana. On Sunday nights, we gather together for prayer. You've heard a lot of prayer requests, and so what I'm going to ask is that as we do on Sunday nights, gather with 5, 6, 7 people, and we're going to pray in those groups for 6 or 7 minutes or so, and then we'll pray for you. So because you're here, and we don't get to see you very often. Our joke is he only comes when I leave, so it's funny for us to be here at the same time. So we're going to do this for 6 or 7 minutes. If you're not comfortable with that, well, then gather by yourself, whatever, but that's fine. You're a Christian. You should be able to pray. Lots of prayer requests for Santiago and for his wife Juliana, and they have kids in nines, apparently. So 9 years from now, we'll have another one. Is that how that works? No. But lots of prayer requests. So while they're here, let's gather right now for a few minutes. So just huddle up and let's pray for them, and then I'll close us, and we'd love to pray for you. So let's gather and pray.